What's up everyone, it's Katarina back with another YouTube video. It's been a little while and that is because we are moving. Patrick and I are moving. We are moving out of state and so we've been very, very busy packing and building up the trailer. We're building an off-road trailer, so that has been exciting to say the least, but very busy. So I'm happy to be with you to make another video. God has been impressing my heart so much to share this message, so I'm like, all right, I gotta just do it. I gotta make some time and make it and share it with y'all because it's important and time is ticking. I also got a new camera, so if you notice, this quality is a bit better. I'm super excited. This camera is awesome. So my iPhone storage filled up, unfortunately. And you might hear some background noises. My husband's building outside and we have dogs, so I also just want to share this video and ask if you guys would just hit that subscribe button so that we can reach more people. Like this video, give it a thumbs up, and yeah, thank y'all for supporting and for being here and for your prayers. And I just appreciate it so much. Y'all are awesome and I love you guys. I come to you with an important topic, and this one is quite controversial. It is a hot topic, but I encourage you to stick along through this video because I promise you it's good, it's important, and I believe you will benefit from this video. So without further ado, let's get started. So I want to talk about the end times and what we will see and what we should be aware of. I believe we are currently in the end times, and I believe that there will be many false teachers and false prophets. And how can we be on guard and aware and be ready for the evil schemes of the enemy? Well, the Bible. This book, combination of 66 books, is the way that we can grow closer to God. His word is everything, and this is how we know what is truth and what is lies. And someone once told me when I first became a Christian that the enemy has 99% truth and 1% lie. It still makes it lies. So I want to share with you guys what it took me about 21 years to learn for myself. And that way you can be ready wherever you are at in life. I just want to share this knowledge and this wisdom with you so that you can take it in prayer and you can ask God and you can be like, all right, God, it says this in scripture. How can I apply this to my life? So the Bible is clear that there will be false teachers and false prophets in the end times. There are going to be people who are used by the enemy, and it's all an agenda. It's a part of Satan's plan. Now, one thing that God has impressed me to share with you all that has to do with my testimony as well is when I go to church. And it's very controversial, and a lot of people get in arguments about these things, but it is nothing to argue about. It's something to look at the word and be like, okay, it says this and it says this, and let's learn from each other so that we can be on the straight and narrow path, if that's what you want. I mean, you have the choice. God has given us free will to choose. Do we want to go to heaven? Do we want to follow Jesus? Do we want to accept this gift from the King who came to be a humble servant, who died for our sins? Do we want to accept that, or do we want to deny that gift? You know, it's just like someone gives you a gift. You can say, hey, thank you. Or you can say, no, thank you. I'm good. You can keep it. You have the choice, and I have the choice. And so stick with me through this video. I want to share this message, and I believe the Holy Spirit will help me to get it across to you guys. So the Holy Spirit is good, guys. The Holy Spirit is going to be your friend, is going to lead you, is going to teach you. And yes, there are many great teachers on this earth. When I first started coming to Christ, I would watch Doug Batchelor, I would watch Walter Blythe, I would watch Pavel Goya, and these are some awesome, awesome speakers, and many more today that I now listen to. But one thing that my Bible teacher told me in the beginning was, don't listen to me, read it for yourself in scripture. Read it for yourself, see it for yourself with your eyes, and let the Holy Spirit teach you above all. And so this is important. This is a main way that we will not be deceived in the end times. Also through the full armor of God. Ephesians 6 talks about having this full armor. It says, put on the full armor. Have your feet fitted in the gospel of peace. Have the belt of truth around your waist. Have the breastplate of righteousness, knowing that this comes from Christ. Have the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit and the helmet of salvation. Have all of these things because this is how we are on guard from the evil schemes of the enemy. So what I want to share with you all today is a little bit of history and how we can be on the straight and narrow path, because the Bible is very clear that when Christ returns, there is a certain group of people who have a certain list of characteristics that Christ returns for. And so don't you think that this is kind of this gives us an idea of what you and I should be doing if we want to be in heaven, if we want to go to Christ, go to heaven with Christ and meet him in the air and be arisen from the dead when he returns. So I believe that we are saved by grace. We are saved and washed clean by the blood of Jesus. You and I are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so we're not saved by doing anything. There's nothing that you or I can do that God says, I love you more than this person, or I love you more because you did this. God shows no favoritism. God loves us as he loves Jesus, and Jesus was perfect. That is warming. That is comforting to me. And so, what does it say in the Bible of who will be these saints? Who will be these people who are patient throughout time and ready for when Christ comes back? What will they look like? What will they be doing? Well, one thing is they will be sanctified. They will not look like the world. And unfortunately, there are some Christian sects that look like the world. They do things like the world. And I'll be honest, I went to a non-denominational church not too long ago, and I used to be in the world. If you haven't watched my testimony, it's the first video that I posted. If you want to watch it, I'll try to link it here or in the description. And I would go to this non-denominational church for a little while, and when I would walk in, it was toward the end of when I was going to this church, that I would walk in and it was like boom, 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 boom. And it literally felt like a concert. It felt like a club. And I'm not saying that concerts are bad, but I used to go to clubs. I used to be around the rap music and all these things. And so for me, now knowing that I must be sanctified by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus, I don't want to go to a church that makes me feel like I'm still in the world. I don't know about you guys, but I don't. And so how can we be aware of these false teachers and these false prophets? At that church also, the pastor was preaching about a rapture. And if I didn't know scripture, I would not know that that was a false teacher. He was preaching that we will not see troubles and tribulations, that we'll be raptured up in the air before that time comes. And I can assure you, that's not true. But when we have the Holy Spirit, we have peace. We have confidence in Christ. And the Bible says in the book of Timothy that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. And so y'all, I want to encourage you and share something with you that I learned when I first became a Christian that I see a lot of people deceived on today, and that is the day of worship. And so really quickly, I just want to sum up the history of how the day of worship changed from Sabbath, seventh day of the week, to Sunday, first day of the week. And this came about in Rome. When Roman Emperor Constantine rose to power, he was a pagan idol worshiper, which God strictly warns about in the Ten Commandments. Do not worship any image on earth or above, in the heavens above. So this is very clear that this is not biblically correct. Roman Emperor Constantine came into power, and he said that he had a dream of a cross in the sky that he interpreted as God speaking to him that if you follow me, I will make you great. I will give you power. And we don't fully know if this was a message from God, but we do know that the fruit of it is not biblical. So his decision from that point was to turn these idol worshiping places into Christian places. And so what they did was they just changed the names of the saints of the idols in these buildings to saints. So for example, the idol, let's say Julius or Jupiter that they would worship as a god, was now Saint Julius, or turned into a saint's name from what they would pull out of scripture, which is also not biblical. And so now we see these pagan ideas mixing with Christian ideas, and Roman Emperor Constantine was the one in 321 AD to change the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. Now, God strongly warns in the last chapter of the Bible that anybody who adds or takes away to the Bible will see the same thing. A famine or plague will be added to his life, or something will be taken away from him. And that could very much be the salvation of that person. So we have to be very, very careful, and we have to read our Bibles. And I say this in love, encouragement, that we can be on guard against the evil schemes of the enemy. So the Sabbath was changed. What do we do with this? What do we do with the Sabbath being changed? Well, one, most pagans, most Protestants rather, don't know the history. And the history is so important, right? History repeats itself. And so the Sabbath was changed according to man, which was not God's will. And Jesus kept the Sabbath. The apostles kept the Sabbath. Paul preached on the Sabbath. And so it's not the idea that, oh, well, they did things on Sunday or they did things on Monday. They did. We do things on those days too, right? We can go to church events. We can go to church member's house, whatever it may be. But God has set apart the Sabbath, the seventh day of the week that he rested. It talks about in Genesis when he created all things, he rested on the seventh day. In Exodus chapter 20, it talks about these 10 commandments, the commandments of God that he made as a law of love. When we look at these 10 commandments, it is a mirror of when we sin, it shows us how much we need Christ. So, for example, one of the last six commandments is, thou shalt not steal. And so if I steal, this is my way of knowing I need Jesus' blood to wash me clean because I did something wrong. And even someone in the world probably feels that guilt because it's hardwired into us. God has not created us to do the things that the very Ten Commandments warn us not to do. So this is not legalism. This is not, you have to do this or else. It's, no, God's saying, I made you to love me, to worship me in love, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And how do I do that? How can you do that? Look at the Ten Commandments. And one of those commandments is a Sabbath. Now, in the book of 1 John, it does talk about that we must keep all the commandments. If we break one commandment, we break them all. And if we don't keep those commandments, the truth is not in us. Jesus also says, we must worship in spirit and in truth. So this is very important, that we are not being deceived by what we think is the Holy Spirit or what we think is God, but is not, because we're not going based off of scripture. And so I encourage you to research this topic. It's going to be important in the end times, the day of worship. What's going to happen is there's going to be a day that they're going to force. There's an agenda. There are higher ups. And what's higher than higher is principles and powers, principalities and powers of the evil realm. So they have an agenda. And the more we go on, the more that the evil spirits and Satan himself are going to try to deceive God's people and the people who God is trying to call out of darkness. And so I encourage you to read your Bible. I encourage you to research this topic and pray. There are so many false teachers out there. There are so many false websites out there. And so it's me coming to you with this encouragement of research the Sabbath. Understand that the Sabbath is a holy day. It is a sanctified day. It talks about it in Exodus chapter 20 and in the Ten Commandments. And also in Revelation chapter 12, it says, here is the patience of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and have their faith in Jesus. And so it's these two characteristics of keeping the commandments, which will also be kept in heaven, and having the faith in Jesus Christ. Guys, I'm going to leave it at that. I love you all so much. I encourage you to just take a look at what the Bible says, research it. Some really great speakers that you guys can look up are, like I mentioned before, Walter Veith. He's very historical. Doug Batchelor has a really powerful testimony. He was a caveman and he came to Christ. And Pavel Goya is awesome. And so just check these speakers out. And yeah, I love you guys so much. And once again, hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Like this video, leave a comment. Let me know what you guys want to know more of, see more of. And just thank you for being here. Love you all so much. Bye-bye. Be blessed.